Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you dilly mob. Welcome back to your outdoor broadcast for National Talk Black here at the Parramatta State Primary School, celebrating NAIDOC this year for 2025. And I will state it is 50 years of the celebration of this fantastic event, NAIDOC. And a big shout out to everybody. Good morning and happy NAIDOC. Trinity Trev here, Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners, it's a beautiful country of ours, and have you say yarn up strong, and we're going to catch up and have a yarn to Michael Patani, who's the principal of Parramatta State School. And Michael, a very good morning, how are you?
I'm very good, and thank you for inviting me on.
Fantastic. Thank you for having us here at your school. How long have you been the principal here at Parramatta State School?
Trev, this is my sixth year at Parramatta State School, so I started just after COVID in 2020.
Okay, fantastic. Where were you before that?
Before that, I was just down the road at Balaclava State School for about 5 years. So,
yeah.
And obviously, I'm born and bred Cairns boy, so I
Lovely.
Went to school here, went to high school, and did my studies up in James Cook University.
All right, fantastic. So let's talk about the celebration. I know that we, Bama Bipra, have been here consecutively for years doing the outdoor broadcast for Parramatta in regard to celebrating NAIDOC. So tell us about this space, NAIDOC, and the celebration of it. And here we are 50 years celebrating NAIDOC.
Oh, and NAIDOC's an outstanding event for our school, and it's very important to our community. Parramatta State School is the like one of the biggest primary schools with First Nations students who come here. And
yes.
We like to link learning with culture. And this is a bit of a culminating event for our school. And
cool.
We're very passionate and very proud of our NAIDOC Day celebrations at Parramatta State School. And how we can actually celebrate, our First Nation Australians with
Beautiful.
Our wider community.
Yes.
And it's really impressive of how many of the members of the community and Indigenous elders that come to the school and work with our students to share culture, and also how, we can continue to build Indigenous culture throughout, I guess, our local community.
Yeah, beautiful. Numbers, what sort of numbers are we talking at Parramatta State
School? So the school's just under 500, and we have around 217 First Nation students.
Which are close to half.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And I guess it's been growing steadily. And I guess one of the proud moments for me, especially with our First Nation students, is just our academic improvement over
beautiful.
The last 5 years.
Yep. And attendances.
Yeah, we have probably one of the highest First Nation attendance in the Far North Queensland area. Our kids, and we get kids from all over Far North Queensland, from the Torres Strait, and also some of our Indigenous communities. And
in Cape York,
local,
I would say, as
well. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, beautiful.
So, and they're very passionate about learning. And I guess for me as a principal, my proud moments are to see our, especially our First Nation kids, how well they're going. We had probably some of our best NAPLAN results this year.
Okay.
And it's a really proud thing to see our,
And
our
the figures kids. Don't lie. Numbers don't lie.
And I think that's important for all kids, but especially our First Nation kids. I want them to
Beautiful.
Be successful, because they're
going
to be our leaders in our Indigenous community moving forward. And I think that's important.
And what about our First Nation teachers?
So we have around 20% of our teachers are First Nation
Beautiful.
Teachers at Parramatta. So we have about 20 classes, and we have about, about five of our teachers
Good.
Are First Nations, and they have a wealth of experience, and they facilitate as part of our NAIDOC Day committee with the community on organising these amazing events over the last 3 days on this, and that culminates this afternoon with a closing parade and ceremony to acknowledge
Good.
The work. And I know the feedback that I've heard from the community has been what a great day and a great event to acknowledge and celebrate Indigenous culture.
Yeah, fantastic.
In the Far North Queensland area.
To Delhi, if you just tuned in, Trinity Trev here, Murray from the Curry, National Talk Black. We're here at Parramatta State Primary School for the outdoor broadcast and celebrating NAIDOC here at the school, and making knowledge that NAIDOC is celebrating 50 years. Talking to the principal here, Michael Patani. Michael, regarding a First Nation a consultant for the school, do you have someone sitting in that space?
So we have Jonah Power. He's our community liaison officer, and he's been here for 3 years. So his prime work is around working with community and supporting families and students to bridge that link sometimes between school and home. And he does a fantastic job. And you know, one of his key roles, we have a Parramatta school bus, and he goes around in the morning and he picks up a lot of our students and makes sure they're here. And
so Parramatta State School, Primary School has a school bus.
Like a 12-seater.
Minibus, yep.
So we pick up, and we have amazing teachers here. As amazing as they are, we need our kids at school, so we want to make sure all kids have the opportunity to learn, and that's, and our PNC has worked really
good
closely with us to support us to be able to fund that bus so our kids can come to school, because you can probably tell, Trev, I'm very passionate about outcomes for Indigenous kids, and I want them to be successful, and my goal is to get them here, help them learn, and set up their life for whatever they want to do.
Look, and look, education is very important, and here we are at primary school. It starts here, and then we look at our beautiful students, you know, black and white, grade 6 onto grade 7. We're talking about high school, so we need that that pathway. And if they are liking school and education, it has a vision for them to go further into high school.
Yeah, 100%. And I'd love to see a lot of our kids at Parramatta, and I think they will in the coming years.
Good.
Be, you know, doctors, lawyers, teachers, you know, professionals, and really leading our community. And I guess this year, you know, we have our student leaders, we have a vast variety, we have First Nation leaders, we have First Nation leaders, but we have leaders who lead the school that are First Nation. So they are leading our community, and
Thank
that's
you.
How I believe it should be.
Yes.
One, you know, I guess one community leading all students and teachers.
Yeah.
So it's
Beautiful.
A really... It's a proud place and a great place to be a principal. Great families, great kids,
Good.
And great teachers. And I can't talk more highly of the community here and just how far the school's come. And you probably can't see on the radio, but behind me there's two new playgrounds going in.
Noticed that, yes.
Got a brand new Osh building for our community. So, you know, that's just been delivered, just started this term, and it's probably state-of-the-art facilities. And
Good.
Our classrooms have just had multiple upgrades. So really great learning and something... you know, we're working towards our senior schools having a one-to-one laptop, no cost to parents as well, to support all our kids with their learning. So
I noticed that you did have a basketball court, but you got a new building over there. So are we missing a basketball court
now?
No,
big basketball court's in the shed. So it's actually
thank you. There you go.
So it's an indoor. That was the old basketball court that was like a half court. So they built us a brand new internal with retractable hoops and
good.
And we have So at the school, we have a netball academy that play in there as well.
Yes.
And a lot of our First Nation students are in that. And we've actually had, I've probably got three ex-Parramatta students that are now down in Brisbane on scholarship.
Yeah.
And I know one of them just made the state side under 15.
Okay, represent.
So some real, netball's, we've got some amazing female First Nation athletes.
Beautiful.
And they're really, you know, and I'm watching in this space the next couple of years. I think they'll be playing netball for Australia. That's how
good
they
fantastic.
Are.
And we need to nurture that space too, don't we? I mean, like talking sport is a fantastic vehicle, but then it instills in the leadership, and then instills in regarding taking that leadership back to the books, so to speak, in regarding the academic part of it. Yes.
Well, it's very important, and I think First Nation Australians, you know, leading Australians and getting really good jobs and opportunities to continue to.
Yeah.
You know, build, but also linking not just education but culture into education. So we link because that's a big part of it too. And
it is.
Indigenous culture is big at Parramatta, and we try and tie that into our learning as well. So it's not just standard Australian English, that is a big part of it, but incorporating Indigenous perspectives into the curriculum. So just so our students can relate. And and that's something we work really hard on with our NAIDOC committee, and we have an Indigenous committee too that...
Yep.
You know, provide advice to our head of curriculum around some of the work that we're actually sharing with our students.
Fantastic.
Because it just creates that link. And I guess for me, learning for all students is around success. And if you get success, whether it's at netball, soccer, basketball...
It breeds success.
It breeds success.
That's
so,
right, exactly.
And that's what we're, I guess, one of our big mantras at Parramatta.
Michael, I'm looking at your logo there. It looks like the form of a tree, but the trunks and the branches... Our hands and all different colour hands.
Yeah.
That's
so,
togetherness.
You'll see, and it is.
And growth.
You'll see over here our big mango tree.
Yes.
And that is the symbol for our tree.
Parramatta State School.
So
yeah,
we
beautiful.
Have amazing trees at our school, and it is, and we, like, I guess we grow our kids, and that's what the tree represents. They grow and they prosper.
Yeah, love it, love it.
You know, and it will come together. And Parramatta is a very multicultural school, and what I love about it is just how well we all interact.
Blend in and we all learn off each other, don't we?
And they're
beautiful.
Very supportive of all cultures and beliefs.
Michael, thank you for the yarn. Thank you for having us here at your school. The principal of Parramatta State School, Michael Batani. You keep smiling. Happy NAIDOC, and we'll talk soon,
thank
my
you.
Friend.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate you.
Too deadly. No. Your daily program, National Talk Black, Yarn Up Strong here, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live here with BBM for the outdoor broadcast at Parramatta State School in celebrating NAIDOC today. And we are celebrating NAIDOC for 50 years, people. So look, stay tuned. Your daily program, National Talk Black.
Interconnected smoke alarms.
Ollie? Ollie, where are you?
When one goes off, they all go off.
We hear Mum.
So everyone in the family has the best chance of escaping safely.
Oh, thank goodness. Come on, let's go.
It's a small price to pay for what matters most. New smoke alarm laws are coming. Search Plan to Survive today to find out if you're compliant. Authorised by the Queensland Government, Brisbane.
Station sponsor.
Hey, you mob, did you know Child's World Early Learning Centre's free kindergarten approved program has been nurturing growth and learning for over 30 years with early childhood education for children aged from 6 weeks to kindergarten? To find out more, get in contact at 4045 4045. Station sponsor.
Hey, which way are you, mob? We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor. Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416. Yendaba napi bamada. Yendaba katjana bamada. Yendaba gadan. Yendaba listen.
Hey, Too Deadly. A beautiful station ID there. Thank you, Juruju. Too Deadly, my brother. Traditional owner of the land here in Cairns. Trinity Trev here, Murray from the Curry. Your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. Come to you live from our Parramatta State School outdoor broadcast. We're here celebrating NAIDOC. The school is celebrating NAIDOC, and we're enjoying the celebration. And, of course, 50 years for NAIDOC to be operating and celebrating. Fantastic. But as we see it, the First Nation people, NAIDOC is every day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Look, I had a beautiful yarn with the principal, Michael Patani. I'm going to catch up a yarn now with the community liaison officer, and that bala is Jonah Power. Jonah's come to join me. Jonah, good morning. How are you?
Morning. Good. How are you?
Very good, my bala. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
All right. So born and raised in Cairns, but my mob from Darnley Island, Arab, in the Torres Straits.
All right, my brother, we got a connection there. Arab, Darnley Olamani, stand up. So good to see you, my brother, and good to be meeting you. How long you been community liaison officer here at Parramatta State School?
So this is coming into my fourth year now. So it's good finally building connections with the families, and as you know, that takes some time to build with the families, but
exactly.
I feel like I'm there now.
Okay, so what does your job entail? Paint the picture, please.
So mainly focusing on school attendance, so making sure the kids are coming to school every day, and putting in things in place to make them feel welcome at school, and you know, make them feel like they belong here.
Beautiful. I had a yarn with your deadly principal, Michael Patani, local boy, went to T-Bay and went to Edge Hill, I believe he said. He said you guys hit the school, got a little minibus, and sometimes you drive that bus to go pick up the pickaninny, is that true?
Yeah, so it's good. So last year in term three, we did a trial for 5 weeks to see how that bus would go. So we just hired out a bus, but now we've finally bought a bus.
Okay.
So we do pickups every morning for those families who struggle to get their kids to school.
Yeah.
And there's such a big difference getting these kids to school every day.
Yeah.
Compared to when they weren't coming to school every day. And it's just so good to see the kids strive, and they're here and they said, oh, this is what I learned today. It's so good to learn this and that.
Beautiful.
And making friendships and everything, so
it just shows you, bro, that life happens. People struggle. People get in situations, but here you've extended over and above the duty of call, you could say,
mm-hmm.
having a bus here now,
yep.
and going to the homes to pick
straight
up the kids,
the
you know,
yep.
to support the family who are probably not in a good situation at that point in time.
Yep.
And here's the vehicle, because the importance of getting the kids to school.
100%.
And that's fantastic, brother. So it's a little mini bus, what are we talking about, 11, 12-seater?
12-seater, yeah.
Yeah, cool.
So we
okay.
fill up that bus every morning and, get the kids to school.
Would it be just one trip, or you have to go and do two trips?
Oh, it depends how many kids we have, but we've done three trips.
Okay.
Well,
good on you, brother.
Obviously, we want the kids to school on time, but, you know, picking up that many kids, you know, they're a little bit late, but they're all still happy to be here. They love the bus.
Here. Yep.
Playing Spotto on the bus all the time.
Spotto on the bus, shut up. And then they're all they're decked out in their blue uniform. We're talking dark blue, light blue. It's a light blue with a dark blue print coming across the front and the back.
Yep.
So that's the representation of Parramatta. Now we see. I was talking to the principal regarding your emblem, which is a tree and hands forming that that logo. Talking about the big mango tree over there. It's been there since day dot.
Yep, that's it.
So look, fantastic. We've been talking about a platform for education and for our young ones to get educated in. So very important in regarding their life and their future life, and then from grade 6 into high school grade 7.
Yeah.
So, brother, this the enjoyment of hearing these kids learning and thanking you for the lift in, or you know, and at tuck shop, and just seeing them being active at school.
Yeah,
that's a good thing for you as a community liaison officer.
It's so good to see the rewards. I've got prizes that I hand out, Zupa Dupas. So whether they love me for the prizes or or what, but it's just so good to see the kids thrive at school.
Yeah, don't fool yourself, brother. It's nothing about you. They're looking at the prizes. Now, give us a bit of background in yourself, brother, in your schooling. Did you do schooling here in Cairns?
Yeah, schooling here. I went to Warrie Primary School, and then I did my high school at T-Bay.
At T what?
T-Bay.
Okay, there T-Bay. It is. Fantastic. Well, I'm Cairns High Bulldogs, and actually we used to call you Mob Green Ends.
Oh, yeah.
He used to kick your butts, yeah, brother.
I don't know.
Brother. Thank you. That was back in, 84 when I got back from Nam. I was going back a bit, my brother. Jonah, very good talking with you, Jonah Power. Thank you very much, Community Liaison Officer here at Parramatta State School, leading the way, embracing our beautiful kids in their education. Happy NAIDOC, my brother.
Happy NAIDOC.
Keep doing what you're doing, and we'll yarn soon, Bella.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Good yarn there. That's Jonah Power, Community Liaison Officer here at Parramatta State School. And here we are doing the outdoor broadcast for Obama Bipper Media. National Talk Black, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, yarning with our deadly students, our deadly teachers. And look, it's a platform for education, and we're celebrating NAIDOC, and it's 50 years, 2025, celebrating NAIDOC. So happy NAIDOC, you mob. Stay tuned. BBM 98.7 FM with National Talk Black.
Until the break of day. let's take it there. Nobody else ever had to come fair. Pillow talk, messy hair. Keeping clothes on, that's where we get to share. Don't wanna mess around, I'm getting older. I'm looking for love, not just a shoulder. Distractions and forget it's on. You don't know my name.
I'm sure you will.
But when we're done, I know that's gonna change. We ain't gotta make up, baby, we can take off. You ain't gotta stay long, long as we both stay on. Full communication, no need for validation. Have I met you expect? Did you like my body? I mean, no regrets, I just can't forget. You're my type, it's a vibe, just what I like. Guess I'm catching feelings, catching less flights. And I hope I get to see you again. Just don't get it twisted if you play around. I'll miss with your boy, show me why I get down.
You don't know my name.
I'm sure you will.
But when we're done, send me your location. Don't wanna waste no time. No need to get it right. By the time that I'm done, you will beg for me to stay the night.
Hey, which way you mob? We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor. Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416. Yendaba napi bamada. Yendaba kat yendabamada. Yendaba gadan. Yendaba listen.
Sacred sign. Come shine your light, brighten up the world.
Kukuyalanji, 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 girl.
Come shine your light, brighten up the world.
Kukuyalanji, 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 girl.
You open up, I hear you speak out.
shatters when you go. Your love blows out my soul and down, down into the earth. Come shine.
To show for myself yet, but don't judge me, cause I live my life ruggedly. My skills and ability comes to me naturally for me to release my lyrics swiftly with the wind blow. So slick, quick, wickedly it flows, smooth as I cruise, running like a spin wheel with my roller by haircut trim. Now I ain't trying to pretend or act like anybody else, this is all me for real. So deal with it if you don't like the way you live it. Step aside, let me drive my life, and if I might make a mistake, I'm the one that's gonna be learning from it and dealing with it each day. With no breaks, I keep on cruising with my faith that keeps me moving. I don't need to prove it to anybody. This is my life that I'm living. So let me try to achieve my goals my own way.
I'm trying to improve myself. Yeah, just like everybody else. In my own ways, in my own time, in my own mind, I'm the only one that leads my life. Yeah, yeah, leads my life.
Ever since I started from the bottom, I've been trying to lead my life in that right direction, looking for the right connection that best suits me. Even though I make mistakes, I work hard to better my ways. I earn my minimum wage, to change jobs, looking for that right one while I'm dealing with my bad habit. Now everybody have it, I'll be straight up to admit mine. Yes, I like to drink so much alcohol, piss it down the drain, money waste. Now I'm dealing with the consequences, that was my decision which put me in this position. Money making going up till it drops, now I'm broke again. I keep on hitting the speed bumps, but again, help it when I like to drink my rum mix. I got tricks up my sleeve that keeps it going, just like my flow that keeps on rolling. I take that one step back and two step forward.
I'm trying to improve myself, yeah, just like everybody else. In my own ways, in my own time, in my own mind, I'm the only one that leads my life. Yeah, yeah, leads my life. I'm trying to improve myself.
To Daily Mob, welcome back to your live outdoor broadcast, National Talk Black. We come to you live here from Parramatta State School. Trinity Trevor and Mike Murray from the Curry. We're here celebrating NAIDOC, and a big shout out to the principal here, at Michael Pitani, principal here at Parramatta State School. So they, of course, celebrate NAIDOC every year, and we are celebrating NAIDOC this year, 2025, 50-year celebration. So it's great to be here. Trinity Trevor and Mike here, yarning up with Mob. Had a beautiful yarn there with the principal, Michael Patani, and also had a yarn with Jonah Power, community liaison officer. Looking at headlines here for news, ABC News, a picture, a beautiful picture here of Dawn Smith and her daughter Cindy was killed in 1987, and the family wants justice to her death. Cindy's law follows Tyler's fight by families of Cindy and Mona Smith. Standing under a large fig tree near the New South Wales Parliament, Auntie Dawn Smith wipes away tears as she remembers her daughter Cindy and niece Mona as good girls. I always wondered what she would have been like today, she said. What if she got married and had kids? You think of all these things. I miss them very much. Teenage cousins, Marawari and Kunja girl, Mona Smith and Wangamara girl, Jacinta Rose, Cindy Smith, died following a motor vehicle crash near Bourke in 1987. Their families have waged a decade-long fight for justice, with the coroner last year finding the police investigation into the man driving the car was manifestly deficient and impacted by a racial bias. Now, thanks to their advocacy, a legal loophole that allowed the man to avoid prosecution for interfering with Cindy's body will closed nearly 40 years after her death. Cindy's family called this Cindy's Law. I'm feeling hurt, Auntie Dawn said. The justice system failed us. If we can help anyone in willing to help them and give them advice, significant failings in police investigations. The 2024 coronial inquest found a 40-year-old non-Indigenous man, Alexander Ian Grote, was driving the car in which Mona and Cindy were passengers and was highly likely intoxicated. It heard a witness found him after the accident with his arm draped across Cindy's near-naked body. Horrifyingly, the evidence indicates that Mr. Grant sexually interfered with Cindy after she had passed, State Coroner Teresa O'Sullivan found. Look, very sad affair, but here we have got justice for the family, and love, thought, prayers to go now to the family. Your daily program, National Talk Back. Stay tuned, BBM 98.7 FM. Daily Mob, welcome back to your live outdoor broadcast. National Talk Black, Trinity Trev here, Murray from the Curry, here with the BBM crew outdoor broadcast at Parramatta State Primary School, celebrating NAIDOC for this year, 2025, and we are celebrating 50 years with NAIDOC. Fantastic. And look, having a deadly yarn with Deadly Mob here. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Deadly Sister Sandra Anu Nee Nicholson, who's a PNC Senior Teacher Officer. And a very good morning, my sister. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning.
Thank you for coming to the program. You. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
Okay, so I'm my mum's side. I'm from Darnley Island.
Darnley Island? Yeah. Wow, wow. We connected, my sister.
Yeah, so, yeah, from Erub, and my dad's from England. So
in England. All yeah, right,
yeah.
Beautiful.
But otherwise, yeah, my other side of my family's from Papua New Guinea, Parem.
All right, yeah. yes, and one talk.
Yeah, and down Fraser Island way.
All right,
yeah.
Beautiful. Well, big shout out to you, Mob. Sandra, you're the PNC Senior Teacher Officer here.
Yeah.
How long have you been at the school first?
18 and a half years.
18 and a half years?
18.
And look, the principal, Michael Patani, was very excited to talk about the beautiful mango tree over there, which is your emblem for the school here.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're talking 18 years, then you would have planted that tree.
No more.
No more. Look, fantastic. And what does your role entail here at the school?
Yeah, so I'm at the moment DRT, so I float through the class and yeah. I relieve teachers, but otherwise I've been on class teaching.
Yep.
I'm one of the senior Indigenous mob here.
Beautiful.
Teaching staff and... yeah, I'm the PNC representative, PNC president.
Beautiful.
Yeah, vice president.
So being here this long, Sandra, you would see kids come and go.
Yeah.
And then as you walk around the city of Cairns, you would run into these pickaninnies who were at primary school, mm-hmm. now at high school, if not married and kids themselves, yeah?
Yeah, many of them. And they amaze me. That it's, they say, Miss, you don't change. I'm like, really?
Thank you.
That's a good thing. Yeah.
That's a good thing, exactly.
Yeah, well.
Fantastic. So for 18 years... you got to love the job you're doing if you're talking about 18 years, my sister.
Yeah.
So tell
it's
us about
school.
Your passion. Good school one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I spoke to the principal who was here for 6 years.
Mm.
So you would have seen principals change too.
A few.
Change at the guards, yeah? Yep.
A few. I'm like that rock that you can't move. You're a rock of Gibraltar.
Well, that should have you interview the principals when there's a new job coming, you know what I mean? I mean, old school in regard to how long you've
Amen.
Been here, sister. Yeah.
That's it, yeah.
Amen. Fantastic. We talked about also that there's some First Nation teachers here as well,
yeah.
which is great to see.
Yeah.
That in itself is empowering for the young ones. I mean, they're just kicking balls or, you know, doing colouring and probably don't have a vision for a job or what have you. But just to have black teachers here, that would be a good thing, Sandra.
Yeah. Well, Parramatta State School, we've got myself and I've got three other colleagues who are teachers as well, senior teachers.
Yeah.
They're away at the moment. And for us, we have a passion, obviously, for our school, but because we want to be the inspiration for our children, and whether it be our First Nations kids or anyone.
All kids.
And we believe in, you know, just making everyone feel like they belong.
Yeah.
We're like a family at Parramatta. That's why we don't leave.
Yeah, beautiful. That's why we don't leave.
So, yeah.
And for operating here 18 years, that there's got to be a strong foundation in regarding community and regarding families, as you speak about, you know. And these young ones do look up to the teachers, the principal, our elders.
Mm-hmm.
You working here for 18 years, that in itself is a good foundation for relationship, my sister.
Yeah, no, for sure. We... you know, one of we're respect, safety, learning, but our other motto is belong, learn, succeed. So we got to belong first.
Yes.
Make sure we feel like we're part of a community, and then we can learn, and then we can be successful. So no matter what, that's what we drive us is that we make sure everybody here, no matter where you're from, you belong. We're family.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And here we are celebrating NAIDOC. Now, we've been a part of Parramatta State School NAIDOC celebration. I think going back for about 10 odd years, my sister.
Yeah.
We had to wait till you did your 8 years and then we started to join you. That's what we did. But we love coming here and we have a good relationship with you, Mob.
Yeah.
Even though my pickaninny all went to Whitfield State School.
Hey.
You know? Yeah, thank you. And Ruby making sign as well. But look, it is fantastic. It's great to see.
Yeah.
And so another 18 years, my sister.
Oh, don't know. if I have to be like Mum Kitty, she says that she'll be walking out on a, you know, walker, wheelie walker. I think I'll have to join her too.
You know. Used to go race for the front gate.
We stick together.
But
we're really proud of our school and what we've done here in NAIDOC and making sure that what we have is not tokenistic.
Sure.
Like, we don't want colouring in. We don't want things like that. We want people to know that, hey, we are people too. We got degrees. We have qualifications. Yeah. And we want our children to... grow up and know that I can do that.
Exactly.
I can be somebody.
Exactly.
And have that role model. And this is why we bring these role models in.
Exactly. And that's why when we talk about school and education, we'll talk from P1 to year six.
Yep.
It's so very important for the bridge to go into high school.
Yep.
And of course, 7 to 12 is the goal, isn't it?
That's right.
Yeah. Sandra, nice talking with you. Congratulations, my sister. You keep doing what you're doing, and we'll be yarning for the next 18 years, my sister.
Yeah, I'll be here.
All right, too.
All
beautiful.
Right, thank you.
You take care.
Okay, bye.
A beautiful yarn there with Sandra Nicholson. Regarding Sandra, that's her maiden name, but Sandra Anau, and PNC senior teacher here, officer, with the school at Parramatta State School, and been here for 18 years. So, look, works the job with passion, loves her piccaninny, and seeing our beautiful kids come and go. And it's all fantastic. So this is your daily program, National Talk Black. And with that, Trinity Trev, going to sign off. I thank you very much for your company, your mob. Good yarning with the Deadly Mob here at Parramatta State School. Happy NAIDOC to you all, no matter where you are. Enjoy the celebration. Don't forget, 50 years celebration NAIDOC. It's a powerful vehicle. It's a bridge builder. It's an educator. And it's a celebration in more ways than one. Trinity Trev here signing off. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. And we'll yarn soon. Always celebrate yourself. People don't know what it takes to be you. Here's my quote of the day. Enjoy that. Take care.
Over, then be green.